Okay, so today with me I have Carol from San Diego, and she's going to share with us a little bit about what happened to her and her hand, and I'll let you have the floor.
Well, I injured my hand playing tennis, of which the doctor set the injury. I broke my little finger off. He set the injury, and I waited the 6 weeks, and it did not heal properly, and my little finger was sticking up in the air, which I wasn't happy about. So I went to a surgeon, and he did surgery, put a pin in my finger, and recut it and set it and put a pin in and put a cast on. And I realized after a few days that the pain was very excruciating, especially in certain positions. So I would go into him to have him take the cast off, and then I would get some relief. And I kept complaining the whole time it was set about this awful pain, which the doctor didn't pay a whole lot of attention to, although when I would go in, he would take the cast off and relieve it.
When was this injury? About four years ago.
Okay. And so then when that process was over with, I went in for my physical therapy to get the hand function and range of motion working. And the therapist noticed that I had an awful lot of pain and not very much range of motion, and she was very suspicious because of a certain perspiration that would come, and sent me to the doctor, and between the two, they diagnosed it with reflex sympathetic dystrophy. Mm-hmm. And as time went on, my skin became very leathery, and I couldn't do the physical therapy like I was supposed to. I had very little circulation in my hand, I would say practically none, and I would want to favor it, and it would want to turn in towards my body, and this dystrophy was starting, all because of the pain. Mm-hmm. The pain was so excruciating, I couldn't stand air movement. I couldn't stand any air conditioning. I couldn't stand even just outside air in the car if we were taking a drive.
What about touch?
No touch. And then you couldn't touch it, you couldn't have air movement, you couldn't have cold, you couldn't... even moving my hand from my body position, which I kept it close to me for protection probably, mm-hmm. moving it out, that little movement would just radiate so much pain in my body I couldn't stand it. Mm-hmm. So I was going through this god-awful experience, and... I was finally sent to an anesthesiologist and a pain clinic so they could give me injections in the stellate ganglion area, mm-hmm. and a spinal epidural,
right.
That would take the pain away for about 20 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes, in which time I would do physical therapy to get some function back into my hand. Then I realized that if I would... every morning when I got up, I would put my hand in warm water and cool water back and forth for 3 minutes. I would get some circulation going, and it wasn't too painful. I could get some range of motion.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started with the hot wax, which seemed to help.
Mm-hmm.
And I did many, many, many different therapeutic the procedures and techniques. And, of course, they put these bands all over my hands and
mm-hmm.
different things like that.
Now, did you ever take drugs for the pain, or were you ever prescribed drugs?
Oh, they did put me on antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
They say that that was a good way of relieving the pain.
Mm-hmm.
It did not work with me, and I didn't do well with them. You know, I just felt too, not at all myself.
Right, it didn't. Now, so basically, up to this point, what had caused the dystrophy was the surgery, right? Because after the surgery, you started getting this pain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you went through all this therapy, which helped to a certain extent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, at this point now, what...
Then I saw a flyer on Dr. Tong, so I decided to come up here to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me many different injections.
Right. It was a different treatment for you, huh?
Which was a completely different treatment, which I wasn't opposed to at all. he was very positive, which I like, and maybe overly optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt maybe he didn't understand completely my problem.
Right.
For that reason, I was frightened away from him, and I didn't come back. Then I realized that I felt that he did help, so I started coming back more regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And found that his combination of his extra optimism and his treatment seemed to actually help quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. So how'd you range of motion on your hand?
My range of motion is maybe 80%.
80% back. So you can almost, not quite close your fist, but almost.
It's,
pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the healing is 90%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't have any pain.
No pain.
The pain is completely gone.
How long have you been pain-free for?
Oh, about a year.
Oh, so it's been a year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I just recently injured my right hand. This
mm-hmm.
is my left hand. I injured my right hand playing, not playing tennis, doing gardening.
Mm-hmm.
And
started to.
I got this same syndrome started coming back, so
mm-hmm.
I wanted to get up here and start working on that, which it has helped.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Dr. Tong and I have talked many times about how this all really starts in the head.
Yeah. Well, everything's emotional and physical are both linked.
Right.
Right.
And so at the time of my injury, when I was playing tennis, I had just had a negative experience with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt instantly when I broke my little finger that I wasn't clear, and that
mm-hmm.
was part of the problem for the original injury.
Right. Well, you seem to be on the road to recovery.
Oh, I'm fine.
You're fine now. Great. Well, I think you told me earlier that you don't even see yourself as having had this problem.
No.
Even though you had such excruciating pain, I mean,
mm-hmm.
you can't even touch it.
No, I was in excruciating pain.
Right.
I couldn't, I had to completely change my lifestyle. I had
mm-hmm.
to focus only on creating circulation for my
mm-hmm.
hand.
Which,
in a way that I could handle without,
mm-hmm.
you know, so much pain.
And it's easy to just talk about it now, but when you're in it, I mean, it's a big thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had to, you know.
My favorite,
mm-hmm.
yeah, things that we take for granted. Definitely. Well, great. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
You're welcome.